You believe in peace, then let us keep it.
I think you're confusing peace with quiet.
Yeah, what's the vibranium for?
I'm glad you asked that, because I wanted to take this time to explain my evil plan.
I love this movie already. I haven't seen it. I just love it based on what I just heard.
Well, first of all, you heard James Spader's voice there. He plays Ultron, who is sort of was Tony Stark's idea of a defense system. He says, we had the thing coming out of the heavens last time. That was pretty ugly. We need more help. And so I built this machine. You guys are going to love it. Well, this machine has thoughts of its own. Uh-huh. But the first thing you notice right out of the gate is that they're working together. They're a team of Avengers, and the opening shot, it almost catches your breath as they're going up this mountain area to take out, going to this castle to find Loki's scepter. They need to get that back because that's in the wrong hands, and that's not going to work. But so they're together. And so Joss Whedon, who directed this, thought, all right, I already made a big movie. How do I make it better? And instead of going bigger, he went deeper. Now we have a few other characters that are involved that can kind of mess with your mind. So now they go after the Avengers internally. In other words, give them fears and reasons to question their abilities.
Yeah.
So now you've created these characters that before were just superheroes. Now they're flawed, and they have, they're kind of like us in a way.
Including Captain America?
Well, he doesn't have a – it was funny because Tony Stark goes – I don't know if I can trust a guy who doesn't have a dark side to him.
Yeah.
But everybody is troubled by this, and they have to regroup. But I'll tell you what, this is an extraordinary film. I think you're going to notice not only the cohesion, but the humor. The dialogue is so funny. Everyone, normally it's just Tony Stark that gets all the quippy lines, but now everybody has got something to say, and it's almost like... they left their mics on when they weren't supposed to. You're hearing their conversations like, oh, yeah, well, you think you're that good, huh? Okay, yeah. Well, we'll see. So there's just another layer that Joss Whedon has brought to this Avengers, and I'm telling you, it's really good.
Wow.
I think this might be my favorite Marvel movie now. I know it sounds like, oh, and the last one you saw was your favorite. Yes, it is.
Yes. Okay.
I tried to find something wrong with this other than the fact that there's a lot of characters either brought back or introduced, and it's a little hard to keep track of the playlist, but that is a very minuscule thing in a big movie that is everything that you hope it would be for a summer blockbuster.
All right. Cal, what did you think?
I agree 100% with Steve. It's interesting because Hydra is introduced in the beginning when they're going up the mountainside. Those guys they're going after are
Hydra. Are Hydra dudes? Okay.
That's Hydra. And the guy with the glasses on in the beginning,
yeah,
the bad guy, that's Hydra.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they bring Hydra in from, it's just, you're on the edge of your seat the whole thing. It's really well done.
Am I hearing 4 stars from both of you?
Oh, no question.
Yeah.
4 stars.
I looked for anything that I couldn't, they could have done it. No.
Yeah.
And this is a 2-hour and 20-minute movie. Now, I will tell you this. There is a mid-scene, closing credits scene that's, right at the end of the movie. I mean, if you want to sit and watch the next 10 minutes of names going by, right, you can. But there is no closing scene. Yeah.
It comes right at the end of the feature.
Right.
Oh, I see.
Before it goes into the credits.
So you
all
can stick around. I mean, sometimes you just want to see the wall of people that are involved in this kind of thing. But you don't have to. It's not required.
And I think it really develops the depth in a lot of the characters that you may not know about, especially Hawkeye.
Oh, absolutely.
And
Black Widow.
And, I mean, it's very well done.
I have loved the humor that's melded into these movies over the... And in the tense moments, I still... One of my favorite back and forths is between Black Widow and Captain America when she's trying to line him up. And they're in these tense moments that just, peril all around them. And she's going, well, what about the girl that did this and this?
Oh, you're going to love that. Yeah. They have a party scene, and they decide that they're going to try to... It's almost like trying to pull the sword from the stone.
Yeah.
They want to lift Thor's hammer, and it's sitting there on the coffee table, and everybody takes a shot at it, and it is hilarious.
Oh, wow.
Even the Hulk, Bruce Banner gets up there, and he tries to get all green, but he can't do it.
All right, you guys have sold me.
You got to see this more than once.
We are here at the end of the broadcast today, and as always, whenever we hang out with our friends at the Megaplex Theaters, it is a real treat for us, and we so appreciate this relationship. And Cal, you've been a friend for a long time. Jeff over here, and then Blake was here a little earlier. We love hanging out with you guys. We wish you the very, very best on this opening weekend of Avengers. And I would dare take the leap, and I would imagine you guys will have some of these theaters in the top 10 in the nation.
We hope so. We're excited for a great weekend.
If you don't have 4 or 5 in the top 10, I'll be shocked.
Yeah.
We're excited about it.
Amazing.
We appreciate everybody's support.
And get your tickets online right now. Go to MegaplexTheaters.com. Hey, thanks so much for being part of the movie show. We will have a movie show matinee tomorrow. Don't forget, get in and register if you can today for the ride to Light Up Eureka. And tomorrow morning you can register from 8 until we take off from Harley-Davidson there at 29 South and State Street at about 10 o'clock. We'd love to have you come along, and it does so much good, and it's so much fun. So join us for the ride to Light Up Eureka.
You going to let me ride on the back of your bike?
Not after that last picture we just had taken. All right, I'm going to see if in the old days I'd be looking for the negative right now. We are a minute away from 12 o'clock noon. Tonight when you go home, please make sure that you hug the people you love. When it-